Yeah. Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it.
And it's all over!
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Full mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
Way of the Warrior, it is Eric O'Brien and Ken Evans, powered by Gun Lake Casinos and brought to you by Onnit. You can find them online at onnit.com. Sean Desai is up in Winnipeg looking for some pro fight action with some of his fighters from Triumph MMA. So we wish them the best this weekend, and we will get on to the work that needs to be done between George St. Pierre and Nick Diaz. I will tell you, and I think Ken will agree with me, that the action clearly prior to and outside of the octagon, far more interesting and worth $60 more than the stuff that happened in the octagon.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm lying on the ground because I think this makes an interesting show. Should I get up off the ground?
Please get off the ground.
Okay. George St. Pierre told me it's much more interesting if I just lie on the ground the whole time.
And I don't even know what to do with this because there's so many sub-stories happening once we got into the octagon that it's even hard to kind of tear apart. You have George St. Pierre, his 11th fight since the loss to Matt Serra. 8 of those, by the way, boring decisions, much like the one we had on Saturday night. And then you've got Nick Diaz, who I think, and you and I talked Saturday, Ken, looked nothing short of outclassed in the UFC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it didn't look like he should be in there at all. I didn't see a thing that he could do, but it's amazing. Even you see a guy get outclassed like that. You have a world-class athlete like GSP in there. And I am telling you, how audible were the groans, not only in the crowd, but where we were watching the fight every time you saw GSP's head duck down for that takedown. We knew it was going to happen, and we knew nothing was going to happen on the ground. He wasn't going to sub Nick Diaz. He wasn't going to put a lot of ground and pound on Nick Diaz. It was another Nick Diaz fight where you look at the two fighters after the fight, and this happened in the Condit fight. I still think Carlos Condit won that fight, and I obviously think George St. Pierre won this fight. But when you look at the two fighters, who actually got beat up in the fight? George St. Pierre came out for that interview with his pizza and Ariel Helwani after the fight that night, and his face looked like that pizza he was eating. He was banged up. I didn't even see Nick really hit him that night, and he did that much damage. So it was a little frustrating to hear George St. Pierre talk all week, all month, about how he's going to go in there, lay the worst beating he's ever laid on somebody. They put it in the promo. This is the worst beating you're ever going to see. I'm going to put the worst beating on you in UFC history. It's hard to do that and say that and then live up to the fight. As dominating as it was, even if you went in there with a bad Achilles, which some are saying at this point, it's hard for you to meet expectations when you say those things and you go in there with that fight plan that you did. And it's even worse when after the fight, you both just start talking about, well, we were just promoting the fight. Ha ha, got your $60. What the hell was that about?
Well, yeah, so when the fight ends, you've got George who comes out and he's like, Nick is a great performer. You would probably do the in person better.
Nick is a great performer. Yeah. We were just promoting the fight.
Right.
I would like to thank him.
Boo, boo, right, Canada, right. Don't say his name.
Right, so then Nick comes and does what Nick does. I don't think I've got it anymore.
He retired in the ring 5 times.
I'm going to retire, blah, 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 blah. Then the post-press fight, the post-fight press conference happens, and if you did not see it, you can watch in its entirety on the Facebook page at Wow Show. But what essentially happens is they start. Nick shows up 30 minutes late, says that George St. Pierre punches like a girl.
He sits in the crowd. Don't forget that.
Sat in the crowd, says that George St. Pierre punched like a girl and that he could beat him in a rematch.
Yeah, he wants a rematch. We made fun of
Joe
Rogan,
too,
for not following up with the retirement announcement 6 or 7 times. And apparently Joe Rogan was smarter than everybody, knowing Nick Diaz was just kind of crazy and just saying things because, yeah, he showed up. Not only did he demand a fight with George St. Pierre, didn't he challenge Anderson Silva?
Yeah, he wanted, and if they can't give him that, he wants Anderson, which I guess, to be fair, would be far more interesting because I would like to know how Anderson would deal with Nick in the ring, not outside of the ring. We know that Chael, I think Chael is much more versed pugilistically with the words than Nick Diaz would be, so he can certainly deal with that stuff. But what would happen in the ring, I think, would be way more interesting than what we saw. That said,
Anderson would go in to lay a beating on him. Anderson would say he's going to lay a beating on him and then do it. He wouldn't say he's going to lay a beating on him and then lay on him.
That said, Ken, I don't want to see that happen. That should never happen. That's not a fight that, you know.
I want to see that next.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Does anybody want to see a GSP title defense? I told you this Saturday night. I want him out of Canada because I feel like he's getting this false sense of crowd enjoyment, this false sense of what he's delivering, because they love him, and rightfully so. They're from Canada. He's Canadian. They don't get a lot of fights there. You know, they get the one or two a year, and usually GSP's there. They love him. There's fan base. You know, let's put him in Vegas. Let's give him a realistic barometer. If you still go in there and want to do that, and you want to lay on guys, and you want to win, that's fine. I mean, that's the other thing. I don't want to take any credit away from him. I'm just mad because of what he said he was going to do and what he actually did. And this is a situation where I think he thinks he's feeding the crowd what they want. He's essentially fought at home the last couple of fights. The Carlos Condit fight, probably his best fight to date in the, what did you mention, 11?
Yes.
Those 11 fights, that was a great fight. I was kind of excited to see GSP after that. And in that fight, it was a little frustrating. He kept taking Carlos down. Guys, you got to get up. You're fighting George St. Pierre. You got to figure out a way to get up. I like Nick Diaz in those first couple rounds, obviously, of the fight. I thought he was trying to work on the ground. I think he thought he could do a little more with GSP on the ground than he actually realized he could do. So I don't think he was aggressive as he needed to be. I'm not trying to talk Nick Diaz into that rematch that he wanted. but don't you think maybe if he were a little more aggressive at the beginning and gave up trying to do something on the ground? I think Nick wanted to pull out that omoplata, that thing that really jump-started his career back when Pride was in Vegas years and years ago. Remember, he had just been let go from the UFC.
Yes.
Pulled off that omoplata, and I don't remember who that was against at this point even. He was an underdog. A big underdog in that fight.
It was the Gomi fight, right?
It might have been, yeah. I honestly don't remember at this point. I do remember him pulling out the omoplata. Everybody said, whoa! And I think he thought he was going to do that in the first couple rounds against George St. Pierre. Go ahead, take me down. My jiu-jitsu is so good, I'm going to do this. I think he realized it a little too late. He's going to have to try his damnedest to stay on his feet. And at that point, he was tired. GSP was tired, too. So I think if he could have kept that on the feet a little more at the beginning, might have seen something. Maybe he was dumb enough to believe what we believe, GSP was actually going to try to lay a beating on him.
And that's really the crux of the issue here, is that we were all sold exactly what Nick Diaz told us. We were all sold Wolf tickets.
Wolf tickets.
For real. If you don't know what Wolf tickets were prior to this weekend, you certainly know what it was because you spent $60 for a lay and pray fest without the praying part. What I thought was fascinating is on Monday, and Nick alluded to this in the ring and a little bit in the post-fight press conference, is that Cesar Gracie Jiu-Jitsu went on Ariel Helwani's show, the MMA Hour, on Monday and said GSP really knew the moves that Nick was going to do from the bottom. It was kind of interesting. Nick does stuff that's very unique, stuff that in grappling he doesn't do in fighting. It was like, wait a minute, this guy is one step ahead. He knows exactly what Nick Diaz is going to do.
And I think what we saw from Nick was unique. I think we saw him. We didn't quite, when we were watching the fight, understand maybe what he was going for. It'd be very interesting if somebody could sit Nick Diaz down for, you know, the 10 or 15 minutes. Hey, what were you thinking here? Because, I mean, we saw things. We weren't sure what he's doing, and I feel like he had an idea of what he wanted to do in those situations. GSP simply outclassed it. I mean, every level of that fight. I will not make any argument saying that Nick Diaz won probably a minute of that fight. But it was still disappointing when you hype it up the way you do and you sell the Wolf tickets. I think that's such an appropriate term at this point. We thought, I mean, really, who taught Nick Diaz about Wolf tickets, by the way? I didn't even know about those.
So it leads to the question, Ken. You've got 8 out of your 11 wins, George, that are all decisions, some of them much worse than others. And are we at this point, Ken, that this is going to be his legacy? Because one of his, we talked about this last week, one of his ex-trainer managers has come out and said that the secret solution to his retirement is that final fight with Anderson Silva. If you look at, if his Achilles was hurt and he had a fever, whatever, that stuff happens. We know that every fighter goes into a fight banged up in some way, shape, or form, and he was doing pretty great on the takedowns.
And an Achilles is a big deal, a big deal.
But he was doing pretty great on the takedown, so he was able to get through that injury if it, in fact, existed. What I would say to you, though, looking at that performance, Ken, Anderson Silva will eat him alive.
Oh, alive. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question at this point. The only thing I'm thinking is He may have a takedown that can get Anderson down. Remember, Chow was able to take Anderson down. And we've got a little bit of a blueprint there. But in this situation, I don't see him doing anything else in his fights. I mean, why would he? He's got to fight Johnny Hendricks next. Do you think he's going to go in there and let Johnny lay those punches on him that Johnny laid on Carlos Condit? It's not going to happen. I mean, hell, that was another one of those fights where we watched, and I'm not sure if we want to jump ahead yet, but that was a fight where I was amazed by Johnny Hendricks being able to land those, and I was amazed by Carlos Condit being able to take him. Johnny Hendricks hits hard. I don't think GSP hits nearly as hard, so when he has to fight him coming up for that title defense, is there any way in hell he's going to want to stand on his feet, GSP?
Well, and is there a way that he gets him down? GSP's got some great wrestling, but Hendricks proved in that Condit fight that he can do the GSP model the exact same way that GSP does.
He proved that, but I don't know. It seems like GSP finds his way to that maneuver. He's great at game planning. We talked about him on the ground with Nick's jiu-jitsu and Nick not being able to get anywhere, and it seemed like GSP knew exactly what he's doing. I feel like his game planning, and rightfully so, he's trying to win at this point. I feel like his game planning gets him on the ground. I think he can get Johnny Hendricks on the ground. I think he's going to beat Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks is not going to save us from lay and pray. I mean, that one savior is going to be one of two things: Anderson Silva or retirement at this point. And it's a little bit sad because I think when GSP is great and really wants to go in there and fight, I think he can do it. But I think he's also been able to have this run of wins because he doesn't necessarily think he should do it every time. He implements the game plan. That Matt Serra fight, that was it for GSP. After he got caught in that first Matt Serra fight, he knew he was going to go in and win every fight. You're going to like it or you're not going to like it, but he's going to go in and win. And I think he proved that more than any time with the Nick Diaz fight. You don't talk that much and say you hate a guy so much and then go in there and do the same exact thing after you tell us you're not going to do it over and over and over again for the 8 months leading up to that fight.
But I guess, can I look at the Anderson Silva-Stefan Bonner fight? Anderson Silva couldn't make 185 because it was short notice. He wanted to save the event. And what does he do? He goes out there, Ken, and he puts on a show. He puts his back up against the cage. He lets Stefan Bonner get off for a couple seconds and then becomes the fighter in the Matrix that we all know and love and puts on a ridiculous performance until he's totally bored and ends the fight. And that, to me, is the difference between Anderson Silva and George St. Pierre. It is a huge difference in caliber of fighter, to the level that I don't know that you really want to. You can tell me all day long that you want to see that super fight as a fan. I'm going to look you in the eye and tell you you don't want to see that fight. There is nothing
I
for
think you
in
do
that fight.
We pay to see Floyd Mayweather fight not because we want him to win. It's because every time we want to see somebody beat him. And I think it's an interesting situation that if the UFC is able to put this fight together, it's going to be two guys who haven't been beaten in a long, long time, and we're going to be paying to see that one guy beat the other one. And I would say 90% of us are going to pay to see Anderson Silva beat GSP at this point. I don't know if we would have said the same thing before this fight this past week.
And I think that, I mean, that for me is all but a lock, Ken, because based on what we saw this weekend, your fight IQ, George St. Pierre, is brilliant. I will never take that away from you. You know how to win fights. But I think that Anderson Silva is from a different planet, a planet that birthed somebody like Bruce Lee. And guys like that will always beat you. And if they put the super fight together, you're going to see that happen whenever that happens. But
I want to see it happen soon.
When we come back, we'll talk about our rankings in the welterweight division and the rest of the awesome fights that happen in the welterweight tournament over the weekend. It is Way of the Warrior, your MMA show brought to you by Gun Lake Casinos.